Hi everyone, good evening. This is Myra again. Dropping by for another quick podcast. So I wanted to share with everyone something different that I did today. As we all know, since pandemic began, there's been a lot of virtual events. And right now, I am participating in a lot of virtual workshops. I never thought this would be something I did, right? But unfortunately, because of everything going on, that has forced everybody to, you know, be more of an active participant in virtual events, on Zoom, Microsoft Teams. So recently, I've gotten interested in doing a lot of workshops with the Braille Institute. And to those who don't know, I am totally blind, so I take part in workshops at the Braille Institute. And this organization has been putting on some amazing workshops. And today, I was signed up for a Laughing with Yoga. Yes, laughing, haha, with yoga workshop. And I'm not a huge yoga fan, but I somehow, when I got the announcement for this particular workshop, I don't know, I guess my yoga spirit told me to sign up for it and take it. And I did. And I was looking forward to it because it sounds so interesting, right? How do you incorporate laughter into yoga? I guess now you can incorporate all kinds of things into other things. So, but yoga, to me, that just seemed a little far-fetched. So I decided to wait and see, you know, till today, which was Monday. I signed up last Thursday. But the workshop was this afternoon at 3:00. And I'm not really sure which Braille Institute was running it. Those who don't know, I will explain. The Braille Institute is an organization that is about helping blind and visually impaired kids, teens, and adults. So I am an adult, so I am proud to say that I am part of their adult program. Now, since they're virtual, they have in-person classes. They just recently started them about a month ago. But I am still about the virtual because that's what I feel comfortable doing. I've been, you know, like I mentioned, I've been taking part of, you know, these classes and workshops for a while. But this one, like I said, just sticks out in my mind because how are they going to incorporate such a, you know, laughter is in yoga. I mean, to me, they just sound too different, right? I didn't think that something like that would work hand in hand. So I don't know if today I just had too much on my mind, but once 3:00 hit, I completely spaced out and forgot that the class was gonna go on today. So when I remembered, it was 20 minutes late and I almost didn't do it, but I decided it was on the phone. It was through this it's like Zoom, but it's called Microsoft Teams, but I just don't know the correct term for it. But I decided that it's virtual, it's on a virtual platform, I might as well just hop on. So I did. And as soon as I got on, immediately I heard lots of laughter. So I'm like, okay, this is really living up to its name, Laughing with Yoga. And it was taught by a really cool instructor. And I walked virtually, literally, into the workshop where they were, when I logged in, they were doing puppets, and each puppet had to have a specific name and a specific laugh. So I'm like, great. So the instructor explained that that's what they were doing, and I'm like, great, this is going to be interesting because now I'm going to be put on the spot. There's about 18 people, and I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know, but I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go with it. If I get called to talk or say something, I will. And to anyone who knows me, I don't like speaking in public. But I figure, you know, this is virtual, it's a little bit easier. It's not always as easy. But anyway, I did divert into something really quick, but I want to go back to something for 2 seconds. I said that there's, those who don't know, there's various types of Brill Institute. It's just something I want to make sure I cover. There's Los Angeles Brill Institute, Orange County Brill Institute, Laguna Hills Brill Institute. There is a Brill Institute in Riverside, a Brill Institute in Palm Springs or the Rancho Mirage area, and I believe one in San Diego. I hope I covered them all, and if I missed one, I'm sorry. And if I repeated one, well, you get the information a little bit more extra. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So there were some great puppets, and I got the chance to laugh right away. I was sad that I hopped on 20 minutes late, but I'm not going to kick myself for that, right? I'm human. Anyway, so it came up to my turn to speak, and the teacher said that I could either take a pass since I hopped on a little late, or I can go with it. So I improvised, and I had to laugh like I think the puppet I had would laugh like, if that makes any sense. So some people were doing some great ones and some great laughs, but I'm like, how am I gonna pull this off? So my mom, hi mom, hi. My mom, who listens, that's why I'm saying hi. Hi mom. She told me to do Speedy Gonzalez, and that's the name of my puppet. And I was like, well, I'm gonna go with it, you know. And so I said my puppet's name is Speedy Gonzalez, and he laughs like, andale, andale. Yeah, like that. So that was my laugh. It was embarrassing, and I just made a complete idiot out of myself right now for 2 seconds. But it was fun. It was embarrassing because I don't know if I even got the laugh down, but it was fun. And then the other exercise they had us do, which I found was super cool, we all went around and told who our favorite actor was. And there's some great ones. Some people did, somebody said Rosario Sanchez. Rosario Dawson, Ryan Reynolds, Tom Hanks, and people were doing their laughs. Well, anyone who knows me, I have a lot of favorite artists and actors, but I picked an OG one that I've been a loyal fan of since I was like 12, and I said my favorite actor is Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I bet you haven't heard that name in a long time, right? And his laugh was that's how I thought his laugh was. So that's what I did. And I feel like it was a very very informative class. I keep calling it workshop. I apologize, but that's, you know, it was informative. And it was a lot of good times, and it was a good stress relief, even just laughing for the half hour, 45 minutes that I was a part of the class. I was sad to see it end, and we all ended it on a high note. We all laughed. I wish I would have joined it earlier. It just is teaching me that I gotta be better with my time management skills. They're horrible right now. But I'm glad I got to at least go in it for a little bit. Tomorrow's another one, so I'll be doing another audio over here for tomorrow. I'm letting you know about how that one went, and because these are cool experiences and I want to share the experiences so other people can go and try these things out. So if any of my Braille buddies are on here, I just want to tell you guys that if you guys see another Laughing with Yoga workshop, which somebody was really cool and they mentioned that this should be held more than just, you know, more than just what it was held, that we needed on a weekly basis, because it was a great stress reliever for me, especially because I was, you know, feeling some type of way before going into the workshop. So I really hope, and if I could tag the Braille Institute, I totally would, but maybe I could if I share this podcast on Facebook. But I definitely think that this is something that needs to be done more. I think us as human beings and being blind and visually impaired, we have a lot of things that stress us out. So we need something like this. So thank you, Braille Institute, whichever one you were. I'm not sure if it came from Orange County. I don't think it came from Orange County, but it could have. I don't know. But I can't talk right now. I don't know which one it came from. It could be Orange County, LA, Santa Barbara, San Diego, Rancho Mirage, Laguna, or Riverside. But whoever you were that put this workshop on, whichever Braille Institute you were, you have no idea what you did for the 18 people that participated in this fun Laughing with Yoga workshop. I'm a little bummed because I didn't get to hear some of the other outlets that I could take part in, but I may send a message to the teacher asking her, maybe she might be able to fill me in what they spoke about. So maybe I can do a part two on this. Maybe. And that's a big maybe because I don't know if I'll do it. But yeah, I highly recommend anyone who's a part of the Braille Institute to join this workshop in the future. So yeah, that was a perfect way to start my Monday. So cheers to Laughing with Yoga. And I'll see you all on another podcast. And to my Braille Institute friends, hopefully I'll see you all on the Laughing with Yoga workshop, the next one, if they have one soon. Highly recommend it. I highly recommend it.